All right, Rabbi Say, good morning, good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing in Meretz Hashem today in Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13. Now we are picking up with the section titled Klal Hadavar. So the Ramchal says, the general rule is as follows. Shekevan shekol inyonei ha'olam einam elam sakana satsumos. Eich lo yushbach mishi yirtze limolit mehem umishi yarbe laharchik mehem. So the Ramchal says something amazing. At this point in time, what's become clear, and this is actually a very overwhelming statement, everything in this world poses a danger. Which is what the Ramchal is saying over here. And I will say, by the way, we understand this true. And again, the beauty of the Ramchal is sometimes he says things which seem like very over the top and very heavy, but the truth is they're incredibly balanced. And he's right. Everything is a potential danger because as the Ramchal has demonstrated, overindulgence or excess, even in the most permitted of items, ultimately could lead one to go ahead and sin. So now that we know that there is danger in everything, how could we not praise a person who essentially wants to live a life of precious? How could we not praise a person who wants to go ahead and create that protective barrier for himself, even within the realm of that which is permitted? Zeu izeh inyon precious hatov. And Rabbi said, this is good precious. What's good precious? Shleikach mina olam b'shum shimush shumishtamish mimenu elamashu muchrach bo mipnei atzorech asher lo b'tivao elav. Now we'll say, what's good precious? Good precious means, and this is also like a fascinating statement, precious means, good precious is, a person only takes that which he needs from this world in accordance with his needs and his nature. Now we'll say, of course, what's the open-ended word over here? Need. Right? Need. Because again, remember, what one person terms a need, one person terms a necessity, another person may term a luxury. What one person terms a luxury, another person may term a necessity. Okay. So obviously, we've seen already that the concept of precious itself is totally and fundamentally subjective. But the idea is at least to think about in life. We'll say, can you imagine just a mindset in life where I only take and utilize what I need? Okay, maybe I have a little bit of an expansive definition as to what a need is, but at least lamais, I'm trying to create some sense of boundary for myself. So positive precious is where a person takes from the world that which they need. So we saw this before, when Rebbe himself, when he was leaving this world, said, I only enjoyed of this world that which I needed. Even though Rebbe, as the Nasi, as the head of the Jewish people, had access to an incredible amount of wealth, had access to an incredible amount of material enjoyment, yet he himself limited himself to that which he needed. So the Gemara is just describing over here the incredible wealth of Rebbe, quoting a pasuk from Parshas Tolos, so we don't have to get into the example. But the idea is Rebbe had incredible access to wealth, and yet, again, he didn't overindulge. And I will say, which, again, is an incredible idea. It's one thing, you know, not to overindulge because you just don't have the wealth, or not to overindulge because you just don't have the gashmius, but to have access to it, and then to place a healthy limitation on oneself. Not because anyone is prohibiting me to anything, but because I am making a conscious decision to limit my level of material indulgence because I recognize I have to set boundaries. Because if I don't set boundaries, as again the Ramchal has already pointed out to us, one could get themselves chas v'shalom into all kinds of trouble. So that's an example of Rebbe. V'chizkio melech Yehuda kimokein. Another verse, remember, he's just recording the examples. Chizkio, remember again, the Ramchal quoted the Chizkio, had on his table a lot of vegetables, a little bit of meat and a lot of vegetables. It wasn't because of his health concerns or a diet, but because again, Chizkio decided to limit his intake of meat, even though he was the king and of course had access to all of this. Ushar ma'amarim shezacharti, kulam mekaimim umorim shiyesh la'adam lifrosh mikol mashu tanug olami leman lo yipol besakanaso. And I'm about to say again, the Ramchal says we quoted many different things attesting to this same exact dynamic, that a person should go ahead and create a healthy sense of precious, a healthy sense of limiting material indulgence in order that one not come to sakana. Good. So now we've established healthy precious. Again, we're going to come back and loop back and talk about unhealthy precious. But healthy precious, the guide or the framework of healthy precious is I limit my material intake in accordance with my needs because I don't want to come to a state of overindulgence. For overindulgence will get me into trouble. What's a need? What's overindulgence? Okay, that every person has to know for themselves in the particular situation in which they are in. Then Tisha V'Tomar. A person will ask, Imkei, Eifosh is a davar mitzarech mukhrach, if precious is so important and necessary, Lama lo gazra alav chacham, kimo shegazra alas yagos, v'takana shegazru. So we'll say, listen to this, Ramchal says, if precious is so important, why didn't Chazal make halachas for precious? In other words, if it's so important, and it's the key to avoiding all of the pitfalls of life, because everything is a danger, so why didn't Chazal legislate precious the same way they legislated every single other protective barrier? So the Gemara says, Hatshuva mavu eres upshuta. Mimchal says, the answer is obvious. Ki lo gazru chacham gzera, ele imkein rov hatzibar yecholim lamobar. We'll say, watch this. This is incredible. In general, Chazal only make a takana or only make a halacha if they feel the majority of the congregation has the ability to uphold it. The general principle. You don't legislate a law that the general populace cannot uphold. Listen to what he writes. Ve'in rova tzibor, yicholim liyos chasidim, avadai lohem shiyiyu tzadigim. This is so beautiful. The Ramchal says, remember again, the beginning of this chapter, the Ramchal said that up until now, the pieces that we've been focusing on are the necessary ingredients to become a tzaddik. From precious and on, we're focusing on the ingredients to become a chassid. Wherein lies the difference between a tzaddik and a chassid? A tzaddik is one who lives up to expectations. A chassid is one who surpasses expectations. Tremchal says something amazing. Halacha is designed to allow us to be tzaddikim. That's what halacha is designed for. Halacha is not designed to allow us to be chassidim. Why? Because most people can't be chassidim. Most people could be tzaddikim. See, I'm saying, good, it's interesting to talk about this, right? On your test Kislev, the yard site of the Magid of Mezrich, right? The Mezrich or Magid, the yard site is today. So pretty incredible, talking about Hasidim versus Tzadikim. So interestingly enough, so again, this is so profound. So halacha is instituted for the masses. The masses are capable of becoming a tzaddik, living up to divine expectation. The masses are not capable of becoming chassidim, of surpassing expectations. So therefore, halacha does not legislate to become a chassid, because the truth is that's not the expectation. Halacha legislates for becoming a tzaddik. So incredible. Ach, hasridim, asher ba'machavetim liskos lekirvas yisparach, ulezakos bishusam lechol sharem, ohanit labahem, lehem magia lekayim mishnas chassidim, asher lo yachlu lekayim ha'achirim. Heim, Sidri HaPrisho Sa'ila. So they will say, in order to become a chassid, to surpass expectations, what do you need? I have to become a chassid. So they will say, Prishos is part of the ingredient to become a chassid. But because that's not the expectation of the masses, therefore it's not brought down, not legislated in normative halacha. But those of us who want to strive to be a chassid, which is all of us, we all want to strive to surpass expectations, ultimately, again, there are these sidri aprishos. So that's why, again, Ramchal says, you won't necessarily find it, well, not necessarily, you won't find this, like, brought down in Shulchan Aruch about how to do this, nor will you find an exact science on this, because this is incredibly personal. This is for the individual, ultimately, again, who wants to strive to become something bigger. He goes on, he says, Ki bazeh bachar Hashem, heim sidrei prishos ha'ila, ki bazeh bachar Hashem, shekevan sheyefshar le'uma shetiyeh kula shavma la'achos, since it's impossible for an entire nation, everyone to come up to the same level, ki yesh ba'am madregos. She will say again, it's such a profound statement. Within Klal Yisrael, there are different levels. Ish lefi sichlo, everyone in accordance with their seichel, Hine lefachos yichidei skula yimatsu. Within the klal, you'll find what he calls yichidei skula. Yichidei skula are unique individuals who hold themselves to a higher level. Asher yachinu esatzmam hachane gimura, who again ultimately go ahead and prepare themselves, right, with hachane gimura in a profound way. Va'al yidei hamuchanim yisku gam habilti muchanim ala avasa yisparach v'ashar shchina. So Shabbat said, it's actually pretty incredible. So for the chassid, he's going to hold himself to a higher level. The first step in chassidus is precious. The Ramchal says again, so you're not going to find Chazal legislating this, because Chazal legislate halacha for the masses. The masses are perfectly, for the masses, what's the expectation? Become a tzaddik. But for those ultimately who want something more, for those who are prepared for something more, ultimately, again, they strive for chassidus. They strive for precious. And I will say, here the Ramchal explains, and by the way, for the individuals who strive for chassidus, they lift up the masses together with them. And this is really incredible. There is no expectation that everyone becomes a chassid. The expectation is that each of us strive to become a tzaddik. But for those who want to try to become chassidim, when they push themselves to this higher level, understand what happens? They lift up everyone else along with them. Look what he writes about Saiki. Inyan Shadarsha Zacharon Lebracha Ba'arba Minim Shebelulav. The greatest metaphor for this are the four different parts of the lulav. What happens in the lulav? Yavo Elavi Yechapra Elavo. So remember again, we know, famous statement of the Tzar, that each part of the lulav represents a different member of Klal Yisrael, right? From the Esrog representing the greatest of Tzadikim, ultimately again to the Aravos, representing the basest of the Jewish people. And yet, again, what's the halacha? You put them all together, you shake them together, that's the mitzvah. Why? Because the Esrog is able to lift up everyone else. The Lulav is able to lift up those below him until even the Aravos is lifted up. So this is incredible. Even though we are not all obligated to become Chassidim, but when some of us try to reach that level, it lifts up the rest of us. It's so beautiful. Ukvar Masor Le'Elio Zachor La'Tov Shomar Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi B'Maisa De'ula Bar Koshev Kishe Shiva Lo Mishnahi Af Hu Amar Lo V'Chi Mishnas Chassidim Hi. So I will say, so this story over here that is coming from the Yerushalmi in Trumos is an incredible, incredible story where essentially Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi acted in accordance with halacha. We're not getting into the whole story right now because truth is we don't have time for it. But Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi acted in accordance with halacha, right? Straight law. As a result, Elio stopped talking to him. Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi fasted for 40 days. Elio came to him again. Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi says, hey, what happened? Why did you stop talking to me? And ultimately, Elio said, Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi, why did you conduct yourself in accordance with the way you conducted yourself? So Yehoshua Ben Levi says, what do you want from me? I act in accordance with halacha. So Eliyahu Navi tells him, in halacha, was it Mishnas Chassidim? Right? Halacha is for tzaddikim. You're a chassid. You should have gone above and beyond. So Eliyahu stopped talking to him, ultimately because he started acting like a tzaddik and stopped acting like a chassid. Okay, so again, I will say, but the idea, incredible yisod, not everyone has to be a chassid, but when those amongst us try to strive for chassidus, they lift up the rest of us as well. And now again, the Ramchal answers his own million-dollar question. If precious is so important, if precious is indeed so incredibly necessary, then at the end of the day, why isn't it legislated? Because halacha, legislation of halacha, is to allow us to become a tzaddik. To become a precious is allow us to achieve the next level, ultimately again, of chassidus. That's personal. That's not for the masses. We don't need all of Klal Yisrael doing it, but as long as some of us do it, it lifts up the rest. We'll say Shkoyach. We'll stop over here for today. Tomorrow, Amir Hashem, we finish Parak Yud Gimel, and we'll say tomorrow we'll loop back and ultimately just define what negative precious is. All right, we'll say Shkoyach.